It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, August 1st, 2022. We have 7 inbound ships today, we have 8 outbounders, and we have 4 vessels anchored in the river near Astoria. In our marine weather forecast, we have north winds to 5 knots, becoming northwest in the afternoon, wind waves from the north 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, northwest swells 4 feet at 7 seconds, areas of dense fog in the morning and patchy fog in the afternoon. And today we'll talk a little about a grand old wooden boat, the old Astoria ferry, the Tourist number 2, which last week partially sank where she was tied up off the Astoria waterfront. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We've got the Akur 2 as our first inbounder today, arriving from Mexico, headed for the Crims Island anchorage, a little bit downriver from Longview. She's going to be going upriver to pick up wheat. Eventually, she passed Astoria inbound around 4:30 a.m. She'll be in the Crims Island anchorage by about 7:30 this morning. The articulated tug and barge rig, they're called ATBs, the Sound Reliance, is arriving from Ferndale, headed for Portland. Her cargo is refined petroleum, and she passed Astoria around 8 a.m., will be in Portland by about 2 p.m. The MSC Madeline is arriving from Seattle. She's headed for Portland. She's a container ship headed to the port of Portland. She will pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8:30 this evening. The Atos is arriving from South Korea. She's a dry bulk carrier headed for Portland, carrying cement, and she will pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Portland by about 8:30 in the evening. The African Margot is arriving from Singapore, headed for Vancouver. Wind energy equipment on board that ship. She'll pass Astoria around 2:30 p.m. and be in Vancouver by about 12:30 a.m. tomorrow morning. So if you see a ship going by with long white objects on deck or cylindrical objects on deck that are white, that is wind energy equipment. It's probably the African Margot. She'll be in that early evening part of the day. And the Euros Venture is arriving from San Diego, headed for the Longview anchorage. She'll be picking up soda ash there at the port of Longview, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and Longview by about 11 p.m. And the Zenith Leader is a car carrier arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Vancouver, one of those high-sided ships, looks very big and blocky. She'll be carrying Subarus, and she'll pass Astoria around 10:30 p.m., be in Vancouver by about 4:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And if you'd like to see the rest of the Columbia River ship schedule for the day, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with a podcast of this program and many others. Well, I took a vacation last week, and I was out of town for a bit, but I was sad to see on Facebook from afar that the old Astoria ferry, the Tourist number 2, had sunk on the Astoria waterfront. For folks who aren't familiar with Astoria, this is a boat that used to take passengers and cars back and forth across the Columbia River before the big Astoria-Meghler Bridge was built in the 1960s. My first reaction to this, as a person who loves wooden boats, was to say, "I'm so sorry." I've seen various public comments on this incident, of course, as you might expect, and because this is the Ship Report and it's all about boats and ships, I imagine people are perhaps expecting me to say something about it. So here are my thoughts and reactions as a person who grew up in a wooden boat family. Wooden boats, and the old Tourist number 2 is one of those through and through, are a delightful and satisfying obsession for people who get caught by the bug of having one in their life. But the act of maintaining them requires so much knowledge, time, and attention, and money, that in some ways, owning a wooden boat becomes sort of a religion. While saner people have long ago taken to fiberglass, steel, or aluminum, wooden boat people, and I grew up as one, are completely smitten with the idea of such boats and spend almost all their time working on them. It's actually kind of a badge of honor to have one and keep it going. But they're not like other craft. And that's a good point to be made here. This ferry that sank and is the focus of so much public attention because she is so visible off the Astoria waterfront is a very old wooden boat, over 100 years old, if I'm not mistaken about that. The owner originally brought her here with the intent to start a nonprofit to restore her and use her as an excursion boat in a place where she was once much loved. And for a while, that's exactly what happened. There was a nonprofit. I was one of the people who contributed to it. But in the end, the support for that was not enough to make up for what it takes to keep such boats afloat. These boats require constant maintenance and attention. Our Pacific Northwest environment is hard on boats of all kinds, but especially so when it comes to wood. That's why you don't see those varnished old beauties of historic wooden boats here very much, because the weather beats them to a pulp. Brightwork, as it's called, or varnished wood on boats, is trim here at most, and not the bulk of the boat. And having wood below the waterline is really asking for lots and lots of work. So this boat in particular, because of her age, though well-loved, was always going to be a money pit, even under the best of circumstances. You may have heard that old expression that boats are holes in the water into which you pour money. Well, you can quadruple that, at least when it comes to wooden boats. And not just money for materials, but money for expertise in dealing with such craft. You have to pay to haul them out, of course, pay to keep them on land in general, and either pay to have people work on them or work on them yourself. And then you have to know what to do. As the daughter of a dad who built our first sailboat out of wood and who reclaimed our second boat from dry rot, I can say that I spent my childhood watching my father work on boats, helping him work on boats, and learning how to work on boats. I personally would no sooner own a wooden-hulled boat now than I would suddenly take up brain surgery as a hobby. Time-consuming, expensive, hard to learn, and the consequences of getting it wrong are great. I had the distinct pleasure of going for a ride on the Tourist II at one point when she first arrived in Astoria. She's a great old wooden boat for sure. Because I expressed an interest, the captain took me down into the engine room in the very bottom of the insides of the boat. I marveled at the massive old wooden timbers. But to me, even then, it seemed fraught with opportunities for things to go wrong. The whole point of a boat is to keep the water out. On a wooden boat, every plank, every fitting, every hole in the hull for a sensor or a propeller shaft represents an opportunity for a leak. This is true of all boats, but more so with wooden ones. And every year that goes by without needed regular maintenance is a step towards just what happened to this boat. I saw a lot of people express the desire on Facebook to see this boat on the water somehow, available for people to experience and relive their memories. I'm pretty certain very few of them contributed to keep that nonprofit and this boat afloat. But even if they had, the huge cost of maintaining this boat because of its age might have been beyond what they could have brought in, because the money demands are pretty much never-ending with a boat like that. Now where she sits, she'll need salvage work, which will also cost money. Then when you take her out of the water, it will cost to store her, and hardly anyone wants to buy a boat that doesn't float. So I feel deeply for the owners of this old ferry with so much history here in Astoria, and for the folks who tried to save her and keep her going. What happens next? I have no idea. As a person who loves boats, I'd rather not pass judgment, so I'll just say I'm sad, because I am. It's hard to see a good old boat go down. The sight of a good old boat half sunk is just painful. So I wish the owners the very best in solving this dilemma, and I'd rather leave it at that. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.